Thank you for directing your internet connection to this sermon audio page for Christ Orthodox Presbyterian Church. Learn more about Christ OPC by visiting our webpage at www.christopcatl.org. Currently, Christ OPC is meeting on campus each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for worship using social distancing protocols and assigned seating. Child care is available at the 11 a.m. worship. Please contact the church through its website for additional information and direction.
Let's turn our attention to Psalm 131, the book of Psalm 131. This is the shortest psalm from the Psalms of Ascent, Psalm 131. I will read it in the name of Christ our Savior. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. You know, in the Psalms of Ascent, the one unique development or progress that we see in the life of worshipers, in the life of the psalmist, is the progress that worshipers make in their Christian life. They always go from affliction, from pain, and the pressures of this life and this world to victory. When you look into the Psalms of Ascent, you always realize that you are always going from affliction to victory. And you see this progress being made in the life of a Christian, in the life of a worshiper. And this morning, especially in Psalm 131, we see one progress, one development that the worshiper, the psalmist, King David himself, makes in his Christian life. And that is the ability to calm, to quiet his inner being in the Lord, in the midst of suffering, affliction, and pain in life. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, this is the shortest psalm in Psalms of Ascent. But remember, best things come in a small package. And this short psalm contains a very valuable and essential life lesson for believers. The psalm actually takes you to the inner life an experience of the psalmist, King David himself, who has learned composure in life. What is composure? Composure is the ability to calm and quiet your inner being. All inner noises and chaos inside of you in the Lord. Not by the power of medication. Medication can be useful and proper when it is given to us by our doctor. But the power of medication has no power to calm and still your troubled life apart from God, apart from the Holy Spirit. Not by the power of leisure. Leisure is good for our soul, for our refreshment. But leisure cannot do what only God can do for us as believers. Not by the power of video game or entertainment. This can be good for us for the time being, but they cannot replace God. They cannot give us what God, through the Holy Spirit and through the promises of the Scripture, gives us to become in the time that there is no calmness and peace around us. Only God can do that. Notice verse 2. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. So this calmness and this peace came to the life of the psalmist by the help of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit. Paul in Philippians 4, 7, he said, and the peace of God, not the peace of this world, not the peace that we obtain from other means, but from God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Your emotions, your heart, and your mind, which is your knowledge, your understanding in Christ Jesus. That's what the psalmist is talking about. The calmness and quietness of the soul, our inner being, that comes only from God, who is the God of peace. You see, this psalmist, King David, is not noisy inside. He's not on edge. He's not anxious about anything. The to-do list in life are not putting pressures upon his life. His failure and despair, they do not haunt him in life. We don't see them destroying him. We rather see him becoming stronger and stronger, being in the Lord, being grounded in the promises of God in the Scripture. Now let me ask you this. Does this describe you? Is this who you are as a believer? And if your answer is no, my beloved, Psalm 131 is for you. How do you calm and quiet your inner being in the Lord? You do that by following the example of the psalmist in Psalm 131, by doing three things in a Christian life. The first one is by humbling yourself before God, verse 1. And then secondly, by quietening yourself before God, verse 2. And then thirdly, by waiting upon the Lord always, always, without ceasing. So the first one is, how do you calm, how do you quiet your inner being, inner noises inside of you? You do that by humbling ourselves before God. Verse 1, the psalmist said, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. So we notice three things from the psalmist in relation to humility before the Lord, before all your troubles in this life. And these are pride, and then haughtiness, and then presumption. Notice the psalmist said, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, which means I'm not a proud man. You see, by doing these three things, by not by him not being a proud man, by overcoming haughtiness in his life, by overcoming presumption in his life, you see, the psalmist is saying, I'm able to calm and quiet my inner being in the Lord because I'm not a proud man. When things that I haven't approved comes to my life, I don't say, why me? I don't say, this is not fair. In fact, I say, why not me? I deserve this. I'm a sinner. I'm not a proud man. You see, my beloved, when we face trials and persecution and pain in life, the moment we start to argue with God, why me? This is not fair. I'm somebody. I deserve to be treated in a better way. Then we lose peace. There is no inner peace. There is no calmness because we become so proud before God. So David is saying, I'm not a proud man, because I know one thing, Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. You remember in Proverbs 6, the Bible says there are seven things that God abhors, that God hated. The first one is pride. The first one is haughtiness. So David is saying, because I'm not a proud man, I'm able to quiet and calm myself in the presence of God and in the face of all kinds of trouble in life. And the second one is haughtiness. My eyes are not raised too high. You see, pride and haughtiness are two different things. Haughtiness is in relation to other people. So the psalmist is saying, I don't look down upon anyone. I don't say, so-and-so deserve that, but I don't deserve this. So-and-so is guilty of that, but I'm not guilty of that. I don't say that. I'm not a haughty person. I don't look down upon anyone in life. You remember what Paul said in Romans 12:13. This is an exhortation to all believers. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Do not consider yourself higher than the believers around you or other people around you. Be humble. Be meek. We'll hear more about that in the evening. But be a humble person. Do not be a haughty person. God opposes the proud and gives his grace to the humble. If you are humble, then there will be a provision from heaven, a provision for you to quiet and calm yourself in the presence of God. And then thirdly, the psalmist said, I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. What is he talking about? You know, this could be doctrinal, and this could be life experience. I have met believers in my pastoral ministry who sometimes tells me, Pastor, until I resolve the mystery of Trinity, until I resolve and comprehend fully the mystery of incarnation, the mystery of election and predestination, I will not have peace with God. Well, those doctrines are beyond of your knowledge, your understanding, and the comprehension, your mind. Be humble. Do not occupy yourself with things that are too high, too marvelous. You are talking about the sovereign power of God, the mystery of providence, the being of God, and how God deals with his children. You see, David is saying, I don't occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. I would rather humble myself before God. I would rather accept the will of God in my life. And it also, you see, could be in relation to how God deals with us as believers. You see, David is saying, I know my limitations. When I stand before you, when I worship you, when I live out my Christian life as a Christian, I know my limitations. I know I live with unanswered questions in life. unresolved mysteries in life. I know all of you know that I lost my second son 3 months ago. I was broken as a father, so do my wife and my children. It is still unresolved, unanswered question to us as parents. But like the psalmist, I can assure you that I'm okay. I'm content. Every day in my life, I control myself, I control my life, not to argue with God's providence. If I do, I will lose my peace, my inner peace. And the psalmist is saying, learn this in your Christian life. Do not occupy yourself with things too great and too marvelous for you. Job is a good example to all of us. You see, there was a time that Job demonstrated a wonderful faith and trust towards God with all the trials that he was facing in life. But you also remember there was a time that Job almost presumed on God's judgment and God's ways. And this is what Job did in Job 13:3. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue my case with God. In a sense, you see, Job was saying, I wish God would show up. And I wish I could talk to God, and I would show God where he's wrong. That's exactly what Job was saying. And you know what happened in Job 38? God showed up. As Job requested, God showed up. And in Job 38:1, God said to Job this, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man, and I will question you, and you will make it known to me. And Job saw the glory of God, the holiness of God, the perfection of God through wind, through storm. And then in chapter 40, verse 4, he said this, behold, I'm a small account. What shall I answer to you? I lay my hand on my mouth. Lord, it is time to keep my mouth shut. And God said, Job, that's not enough. That's not enough. I still want you to make progress in a Christian life. And Job said, okay, God. Okay, Lord. I despise myself. And I repent in dust and ashes. And God said, good job, Job. Now, here is your peace, double reward, full of peace, full of blessing in his Christian life and in his relationship with God. See, that's exactly what the psalmist is teaching us. Not to be proud, not to presume on God's mercy and judgment, not to be a haughty person. And then secondly, quietening ourselves before God. Verse 2, but I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul. Now, my friends, the fact that the psalmist King David was in the process of stilling and quietening his soul shows you that he was troubled in life. There were things inside of him that was troubling him. And the more I study what was going on with the psalmist, I was able to understand this. There were these inner noises inside of him telling him, you don't deserve this. You deserve better from God. Look at so and so. They're doing well in life, but not you. You are suffering. You are going through various afflictions in life. What's going on? And David said, but I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. You see what the psalmist is teaching you, the people of God? He's telling you this. Every time these inner noises are heard in my ears, this is not fair. God is not fair. You know, you don't deserve this. I preach to myself by saying, shh. Don't ever say these things to me. I know my God. I know He's sovereign. I know His control. I know He's good. How many of you preach to yourself like every day when inner noises are heard in your ears? How many of you go, shh? How many of you calm and quiet your troubled spirit? You know, David was not forcing himself to keep quiet. But David was reminding himself and including his inner being about all the promises of God in the scriptures. That's, you see, the way by which and through which you quiet your inner being in the presence of God in the face of trouble in this life. Psalm 42:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. His inner being was giving him what? Hard time in the Christian life. His inner being was causing him to remain in turmoil in life. But David said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God. My hope is in Jehovah. My hope is in the Lord, who is self-existent, who is self-sufficient, who is all-powerful. My hope is in this Lord, in this God, in whom there is no impossibility. That's what the psalmist was doing with his own life. Is that what he do? With your own inner being, with your own soul, when you are troubled, maybe you are mourning a loss. Maybe you are sick. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage, in your marriage relationship. Is that how you quiet and calm your inner being with the promises of the scripture, with the promises of the gospel? The contrast is Psalm 103, 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. How many of you have understood the term or the word that the psalmist used, and all that is within me? What is within you this morning? Within you is joy, thanksgiving, a spirit of worship and willingness to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ for the purpose of worship. But also in you maybe is sorrow. In you maybe is depression. In you is maybe unresolved mystery and question towards God. You see, you have all these things inside of you. And David said, all within me, the good and the hard, the joy and the pain, all within me, David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Yes, I'm struggling, but the Lord is more powerful than my struggle. So bless everything within me. Bless the Lord, including my sorrow. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's how we see he was able to calm and quiet himself in the Lord. And he said, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Like a weaned child with its mother. Now, you know, infants still being nursed by their mother, they're not like the weaned child. They make noises, they make demands. You can't quiet them easily. You know, they will be quiet, they will be silent the moment you give them what they're demanding from you. The weaned child. It's like my son, Sanai. You see, he's the youngest in the family. He talks a lot in the family. It's hard to quiet Sanai. Every time I say to Sanai, quiet, it doesn't happen very easily. But I can tell you this. The only place where my son Sanai is quiet and calm is when you see him resting against the shoulders of his mother. He's a weaned child. When he's not demanding for milk, he's not demanding for food. Experience has told him that every time his mom is with him, he's protected. So when he's resting against the shoulders of his mother, he's quiet. He's in peace. You see, the psalmist is saying, you know, when I walk with the Lord, when I walk in the Lord, I'm not like an infant child making noises, demanding a lot of things from the Lord. I'm like the weaned child. Because of this reason, because God is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me. I live and come in and go out in the presence of God. God is with me. So like a weaned child, my peace is secured by the presence of God. Like the weaned child's peace is secured by the presence of his mother with him. You remember the story, the disciples, when they were troubled by the storm and the wind, and Jesus was sleeping in the boat. And they said, "Don't care about us, we are perishing." And Jesus woke up from his sleep and he hushed the sea. He hushed the storm and the wind. And the response was this: "What sort of man is this that even winds and sea obey him?" Now observe with me, two things took place when the Lord Jesus Christ stilled the storm and the wind. There was peace over the sea, the water, but there was peace inside of the disciples. Do you know that? Have you realized that? Often we think about, oh, he's stealing the water, he's stealing the storm. No. He's stealing the overwhelming and hard storm and wind inside of the heart of his disciples. They were troubled. That was his prime purpose. His prime purpose was to calm and quiet the hearts and the minds of his own disciples. That was his purpose. He didn't come, you know, as his prime purpose, he didn't come to still and calm storms and winds over the sea, but storms and winds in the hearts of his people. John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled." This is the gift that Christ gives to his children. And lastly and briefly, is waiting upon the Lord forever. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Now, Israel, the word Israel, in case some of you are thinking, well, this is a promise for Israel, the nation Israel. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not an Israelite. In case if you are thinking that, you need to remember Paul in Galatians 6:16 when he called the believers the Israel of God. That's what's going on here. Oh, Israel means, oh, you who are chosen, the elect, the chosen people of God, the believers in Christ Jesus. Hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Without ceasing, keep waiting upon the Lord. Why? Because God is faithful to His promises. He's the God of covenant. He has taken a responsibility on behalf of His people, not only to save you, but also to provide all your needs according to His riches, and also to preserve your life to the end. Hope in the Lord. The Lord always finishes what He starts in your life. He's not going to leave you in the middle. He's going to fulfill His covenant, His promise to you. You see, my problem and your problem often is this. Sometimes we tend to treat God like how we treat the Quick Loans America. You apply for a loan, and then within a couple of minutes, you receive a reply saying, approved. Someone whom you haven't met, you haven't seen before, approves you for a lot of money as a loan. It happens just like that. Our problem as believers is we always want to treat God in that way. Well, you know, those guys, they give you that loan because they have an interest in you. Somehow they will get money from you. They have already studied your credit history. They know you. That's why they're giving you the loan. God is not in you and for you to give you a loan, to approve you for a loan. He's in you. He's for you. To make your hope, your expectation real. To give you the best life that you ever wanted and expected in your life. Eternal life. But also inner peace. Jesus Christ has done two great things for us believers. He removed the problem of sin. Reconciled us with the Holy God. But then the other greatest gift that He gave us as believers is what? Inner peace. He removed sin and He gave us peace. So let me ask you this, as you apply these things in a Christian life this morning. Was your pride as an individual believer, was your pride died with Jesus Christ on the cross? Do you presume over God's mercy and judgment and ways in your life? Do you always preach to yourself to calm and quiet your inner being in the presence of God? I want to encourage all of you to take these questions with you this afternoon. Reflect and meditate and pray over them and apply them in a Christian life. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, thank You for the gift of Your word, the gift of the gospel message. And this time we ask You to help each and every one of us to be able to quiet and still our inner being in you, our God, with the promises of you, our God, in the Scripture. Help us to always remember to wait upon you because you are faithful to your promises. Help us to overcome pride in our life. Help us to overcome, O Lord, any inclination, any spirit of haughtiness in the Christian life. Make us humble. Give us the ability, O Lord, to quiet and calm our inner being before you and in the face of all troubles in this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.